The views and opinions expressed by the guests on the Andrew Carrington Hitchcock Show are purely the views and opinions of the person who made them, and do not necessarily reflect or agree with those of Andrew Carrington Hitchcock, the show's commercial sponsors, its radio station affiliates, or internet broadcast platforms. As the restriction of our God-given right to free speech manifests itself throughout the world, we are inspired by Jesus Christ's immortal words, "And ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." Thank you. And now it's time for The Andrew Carrington Hitchcock Show.
You are listening to the Eurofolk Radio Network at eurofolkradio.com. And now, it's the Andrew Carrington Hitchcock Show with your host, Andrew Carrington Hitchcock.
Hello, everybody, and today I'm delighted to welcome back my good friend, excellent researcher, Dr. Eric Karlstrom. We're going to do part four, which is going to wrap this one up, of our series, Mafia States, Gang Stalking, Torture and Terrorism. So I'm going to bring Eric up right now. Eric, are you with me?
Yeah, hi, Andy. Good to be able to continue this discussion. I think it's certainly one of the most important topics in the world and one of the most suppressed, and we've got to try to get the word out to help not only the targets of this system, but others so that they, can do what they can to not cooperate with this system and hopefully shut it down. So, yeah, it's great to be with you. And it's interesting, here we are, we're recording on the 10th day of September, 2019. Of course, tomorrow is the 18th anniversary of the September 11th attacks on 2001. And I recall a couple years ago we did a show on that subject, and in which I pulled together a lot of the conclusions from my website, 911nwo.com, and the rather counterintuitive conclusions that I came to were, number one, yes, it was done by the interagency in the United States government, including, you know, NATO and NASA and UN and some 50 major agencies. And this is coming from the work of Dr. Webster Tarpley, 911 Synthetic Terrorism Made in the USA, in his fifth edition, in which he documents 45 military drills that were going on the day or the leading up to the day of the quote-unquote attacks, and then flipped live, which is how they do these false flag synthetic state-sponsored terrorist attacks. And so, yeah, no question, you know, all levels of the U.S. government and the state of New York and many, many other players were involved. But likewise, Christopher Belin's work points clearly to the fact that Israel and the American Jews played a fundamental major role in it. So it's possible to say, okay, the Jews did it, or you can say it was an inside job in America. Well, the fact is, they're both true. And how could this possibly be? Well, Ariel Sharon, the Prime Minister of Israel, told us October 2001, the next month, you know, well, you worry about America doing this, you worry about America doing that. Let me tell you clearly, we the Jews and Israel, control America, and the Americans know it. Now, he was off slightly later, maybe for saying that, but this is the fact. We're an occupied country. We're controlled by the synagogue of Satan, as you know better than, 99.999%. And of course, this is the same dynamic which is occurring now with this global military police state, which is conducting the counterintelligence stalking, the organized gang stalking, or whatever, the torture and the terrorism of civilians around the world. And we, the civilian population, had better wake up to these dynamics. So this is why I have put the last 6 years' worth of energy and research into this topic. Not only have I realized that I am a target, that I'm being stalked, and I see this in the, you know, the street theater, the psychological attacks that I get almost all the time, and occasionally directed energy weapon attacks. And I put together my website, which now has over 1,100 posts, called gangstalkingmindcontrolcults.com. And the shorter version of the same website is globalgestapo.com. And like I say, over 1,100 posts, this is like a graduate course. And I refer to many, many, many researchers who have been working on explaining and understanding these this odious weapons system, which is being now directed at individuals. So again, we could talk about this subject from, you know, for the next 5 years, as far as I'm concerned, because there's so much material on my website, and it is a public service. It is a free resource for people. I do it because I'm an educator. I taught 30 years at a university, at three universities, and I've got a PhD in geography and all that stuff. And this is what I believe my calling is. I believe education is the best single defense right now against this system for the targets, as well as for the public. But we're going to have to start talking strategy here pretty soon, because obviously this system is getting worse. It's going to get wrapped up with the 5G, et cetera, and the Internet of Things and artificial intelligence. It's going to be an automated electronic battlefield, and it's going to be global. And a lot of it's going to be run out of Israel with Operation Talpia. I wanted to mention a couple things, Andy, and, you know, I can just go and go and go on this subject. I've got just many, many papers with many, many quotes from many experts. But I did run across some YouTubes about the Masons and their historic technique for taking people down secretly, silently, slowly, called the slow dagger, or the secret dagger, or the silent dagger. And that is very much, that dynamic is very much in place in this system. And the Scientologists, which is a satanic cult, as the Masons are, as the Jews are, which comes out of American and British intelligence with L. Ron Hubbard and using the work of Aleister Crowley and all kinds of stuff. They use this system for people who get out of their cult, try to escape their cult. They call it the fair game system. So this thing has roots historically, this system by which many, many, many stalk one person to ruin, destroy their lives, take their property, discredit them, destroy their reputation. You know, just it's a torture system. I wanted to just throw out some helpful movies people could watch to get a sense of what it is if they don't know. Now, one of the first I watched is The Game with Michael Douglas, which shows very clearly how, you know, people who are playing acting roles can do all this street theater stuff and put all these false situations around a targeted individual. In this case, a millionaire or a billionaire in San Francisco, played by Michael Douglas, and destroy that person's life entirely. Another one is Enemy of the State with Will Smith. This is both of these made in the late 90s. Will Smith is, you know, a lawyer, an innocent guy actually, who just wound up, through a series of coincidences, in possession of some videotape of a murder. And because what the videotape shows is that a high guy in the NSA, the National Security Agency, actually offed a senator who wasn't going to vote for a new bill, which was going to give him power to surveil the world. See, all this stuff is right out in plain sight. This is what happened, and there just happened to be a biologist looking across the lake to see what ducks were doing or something, and on that, and had this footage going, or this camera rolling every day, and he got the footage of the murder. Somehow this wound up in Will Smith's pocket, or the character he plays. And then under this corrupt murderer who's high in the NSA, the whole NSA apparatus goes after Will Smith to destroy him, and the only thing that saves him is an ex-NSA guy played by Gene Hackman, who comes to his aid, doesn't really want to, but he does, and so they manage to prevail. But in this process, you see all the technology, including satellite technology, banks of computers, many, many young people who are just eager to impress their bosses and get this target. Now Will Smith has gone from being a human being to a target. He's the enemy. He's the enemy of the state. And they go after him with the full force of the state. And this is what's happening. This is what's happening to targeted individuals all over the world. The full force of the state with their billions of dollars, of trillions of dollars of surveillance equipment are being used to torture and murder civilians. Okay, governments have turned. They have turned on their own people, just like the Soviets did on their own people, killing somewhere between 66 million and 143 million white Christians, if you believe Yuri Lina, who wrote the Scorpion. What is it called? Under the Sign of the Scorpion.
That's it. Yeah.
It's a must read if you want to see what the Jews have done and did to destroy the Soviet Union, Russia, for 80 years or whatever. Read that book, because it's documented from materials that came out after the breakup of the Soviet Union. And we're going through the movies. Watch The Skulls, which is a kind of fictionalized version of The Skull and Bones, which, of course, is the Yale fraternity founded in 1832, which is the a chapter of the Illuminati, the Bavarian Illuminati, a highly powerful Jewish secret society with a plan to take over the world, which is, reiterated in Marx's Communist Manifesto and in the Protocols of Zion, et cetera, right on down the line. But what you see in The Skulls is this young man from a poor background gets launched into, this elite society. And then then he wants to try to get out when he sees how corrupt it is. And then all of a sudden he realizes that the world is very, very different than he thought it was, and that the power structure is very different. And he's now all of a sudden in the grip of the satanic power structure, which is, above the normal power structure. Another series, watch the Bourne series, Bourne Identity, Supremacy, etc. The Bourne Legacy is the best. Watch the movie Control Factor. Dr. Ronnie Kildes says that's exactly what's happened when they put the voices in your head and whatnot. Watch The Lives of Others, which was made in Germany about the East German Stasi, where you had 1 in 6 citizen spies under the Stasi secret police. Watch Deadly Delusion. There's a movie called Nicolas Cage, starring Nicolas Cage. I can't remember the name of it, but there's many movies. So this is out in plain sight. What this is, Andy, is the largest, most cowardly black operation in human history, and one of the greatest crimes against humanity, because it is a very cleverly disguised system of torture and murder. And this is exactly what Mark M. Rich says in his book, The Hidden Evil, The Financial Elite's Covert War Against the Civilian Population. That came out in 2008. So, let's not guess anymore. This is the research is out there. I've done it. It's on my website. In that book, here's what he says. The Boston Globe, and I think as I mentioned earlier, said in 2003 that the Department of Homeland Security wanted to recruit 100 million citizen spies in America. That's just about 1 out of 3 Americans, who are scumbag rats, ratting on their neighbors. If you see something, say something. And these people are off the books. They're getting, gift cards. They're not filling out W-2 forms. They know they're harassing their neighbors. They don't know the extent of it, but they're following orders with their cell phones, et cetera. But also in that book, he says, direct quote, in a January 2007 issue of the Washington Post, Dr. or Colonel John Alexander, who's a big cheerleader for electronic weapons, directed energy weapons, non-lethal weapons, they call them, stated that the weapons, directed energy, non-lethal weapons, should be used to, quote, electronically neuter people, quote, electronically neuter. That means castrate them. In his article, New Weapons for a New World Order, our esteemed Dr. Colonel John Alexander wrote, the United States must be able to protect national interests and values even in ambiguous circumstances. Okay, so now, and then you've got government documents saying, going back to 95, saying, our definition of enemy is going to have to include you know, people who are not doing what we want them to do. It will have a new definition of adversary. So, in other words, it could be anybody. Anybody gets on these terrorism watch lists through the fusion centers, then all of a sudden they become targets. The full force, trillions of dollars worth of equipment and personnel are now dedicated to destroying their lives, torturing and murdering them. And we now have the accounts of people like Dr. Ronnie Kilda, who was tortured for 30 years before she was murdered with probably induced heart attack. They have these capabilities. This is classified science for these, what we call non-ionizing radiation, which would be the longer wavelengths, including microwave, et cetera. And this was known, it turns out, if you look at the work of Dr. Cheryl Welsh, who has written many books, or two books that I've got on my website, and many articles, and I think has done some of the best scholarship on this, that there was a secret arms race between the Soviets and the United States right after World War II, not only in, well, the United States had already discovered the atomic bomb with the Manhattan Project, which was completely secret, you know, run out of, you know, places like Los Alamos Lab and New Mexico and University of Chicago. Over 30,000 people sworn to complete secrecy. But that secret was blown, of course, when the bombs exploded over Hiroshima and Nagasaki at the end of World War II. Well, so far, running parallel with that, was the secret arms race classified again between the Soviets and the United States with these non-ionizing radiation weapons, including microwaves, et cetera, millimeter waves, the things that are being rolled out. And according to Dr. Alfred McCoy, who's a professor at University of Wisconsin, you know, the CIA was spending $1 billion, more than $1 billion a year back in the 40s and 50s to do a Manhattan Project of the brain, of the mind, trying to find the keys to consciousness. Why? So that they could take an adversary and turn him into an asset. Just like Marshall Thomas said in his book, Monarch, the New Phoenix Program. Okay, everybody should be becoming aware that the Phoenix Program was the program in the Vietnam War, you know, very much a bureaucratic computer system, electronic warfare thing, where they identified members of the Vietnamese civilian culture, like, you know, doctors and lawyers and postmen and policemen and whatnot, who you know, might be, you know, resisting the American invasion and occupation, and then attacking them, torturing them at their provisional, regional, and national interrogation centers, which then became the prototype of our fusion centers, and then all, you know, killed somewhere around 50,000 of the Viet Cong infrastructure, as they call it, VCI. Okay, so in 2003, after the, you know, 9/11 false flag state-sponsored attacks, synthetic terrorist attacks, you know, a lackey from Australia comes up to the United States and he writes an article saying, you know, we need a global Phoenix program. In other words, to take out people in the civilian population who resist the New World Order. And, of course, that's exactly what we have. Well, there's no question about it. And the Monarch, the way they're going to do that, they're going to take these civilians, they're going to hit them with directed energy weapons, no-touch torture, and non-lethal weapons, all of which were perfected and developed in secret by the CIA after World War II, right up to the present time. And we're going to hit them with those weapons. They're going to become our lab rats, and they hopefully are going to be turned. There's going to be behavior modification. We're going to take this person. We're going to change what they're doing. Now, William Binney of the NSA quit in 2001 when he saw that Operation Stellar Wind was going to be used against Americans. The computer programs and technologies that he was a part of developing for foreigners, quote-unquote enemies, were now going to be turned against Americans who are now designated as enemies in Operation Stellar Wind. And he said, yeah, basically what this does is it identifies people through metadata surveillance that aren't doing what the government wants them to do, and then it's going to get rid of them. Well, that's exactly what it is. So this is a torture and a murder program. The governments are torturing and murdering people with, you know, I mean, this is very, very cleverly disguised. But this is what they tell the citizens: oh, these people are terrorists, or these people are criminals, or whatever, and we need to, you know, do an investigation, and we have, you know, we have a file on this person. Always a fake dossier. So what we're dealing with is a criminal government now, which is why we use the word mafia state. And I've just been going on and on, Andy, because I got so much material here. But please jump in and stop me if you'd like to, you know, make a point or say, you know, observe something.
Well, Eric, before, I mean, excellent information as always, but before we started recording, you brought up the story, and we don't know whether it's true or false. It could be something put out there. This David Goldberg, who was supposed to be an insider, and he mentioned Project Zephyr, and I think the other one was Project Pogo, which is designed to round up all the dissidents starting from next year and basically kill them all off. You know, these are people that we can't change, so we're just going to get rid of them that way. We've seen all these things like films called The Purge, and of course we know they like to tell us what they have planned for us in their Hollywood films, and that's a similar sort of thing. In fact, the last one was The Purge Election Day, and we know what they think of Trump supporters. We've even got in California them declaring the NRA as a terrorist organization. I mean, this stuff is just absolutely out of control now. So are we potentially, we've seen a, if you like, it's like a bell curve almost, the way that, that it's been going. It's, they've largely ignored us over the years, but suddenly they've shot up very, very high, very, very quickly in coming after us, you know, whether it's cancelling our payment methods or, you know, our ability to raise funds or, you know, working on changing laws to ban elements of free speech, which they identify as hate speech, all these different things. Do you think that it's possible that they could do something as blatant and draconian as that? Or do you see this as, you know, fear porn, and it's more likely to continue on a steady but upward climb from here, Eric?
Well, I'm glad you brought that up. I mean, I did run across that that article. In fact, it came out in Veterans Today, and the way that it was presented to me was, and of course, Veterans Today has been all over the fact that it is the international Zionist criminal syndicate that's behind these things, and they were not shy about saying, well, the Israel is, and the Jews are worried about the fact that a critical mass of Americans are figuring out that our enemy is Israel and the Jews. You know, and estimates are up to 8 to 18 million Americans, you know, wised up. And so therefore that this might be their retaliation. Now, this guy Goldberg obviously is a Jew, and supposedly he died after, you know, saying this information. But I think, you know, I really can't say. It might be 50-50 chance it's this disinformation to, you know, like you say, fear porn, to chill the climate, to make everybody shut up. But obviously they are worried greatly. As we also mentioned, or I mentioned in our pre-recording chat, there is now a bill before the House of Representatives, H.R. 1837, which will combine forces for the American and Israeli military in the areas of directed energy weapons and cyber warfare. And, of course, these are two of, you know, the major weapons that they have now that are being used against people like us. The enemy, of course, is the people. And, you know, in future shows, Andy, I hope we can get into the actual protocols of Zion and see how all of this is foreshadowed. I mean, they have a script that they have to follow. And then once you know that script, you're in a position to understand what's going on. And I read through the protocols on Sunday, and my, you know, it's totally evil, but it's also very, very revealing of just, you know, how they're doing it. So I recommend everybody pull out the Protocols of Zion, read them, read what Henry Ford said in his 1920 series of articles, which got published for the Dearborn Independent in Michigan, which became his book called The International Jew, The World's Foremost Problem. Okay, that was 100 years ago. As I, it was the world's foremost problem then, it's the world's foremost problem now. You know, again, anybody who cares to get educated, who has the ability to read and research, need not, you know, be confused about what's going on. This is the, this is, well, here's what one of the protocols says. And I, in the book that I've got, which is edited by Tex Mars, who are our mutual friend in Texas, preacher, former Air Force officer, who's run the Power of Prophecy program for many, many years and did a brilliant job. He have also published your book, and I think, and many others that other people wouldn't publish. Anyway, this is the manifesto issued to the Jews of the universe. Now, they see themselves as a universal people, I guess. They claim the whole universe. They're not content just with the earth. In 1860, by Adolphe Cremieux, founder of the Alliance Israélite Universelle, obviously French, although my accent's bad, he was a Grand Master of the French Masonic Lodges, a Jew, and a member of the French Provisional Government. He said, he's writing now that to all the Jews of the universe, the day is not distant when all the riches and treasures of the earth will become the property of the children of Israel. So this is what's going on. It's a takeover of the entire world, and it's written out in so many of their letters to each other and their documents. There need be no confusion about what's going on here. But yeah, well, the specific Goldberg thing could be. I mean, you know, half the time they tell the truth, half the time they tell lies. So it's you know, it's flip a coin. It's hard to say.
Yes, exactly. I think the protocols are a very revealing document, and they don't like it at all. And what they fail to tell us is that I don't have my book to hand, but there was that case that I put in the Synagogue of Satan, where the New York Times rejoiced that in Switzerland the protocols were deemed to be a forgery and blah, 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 blah. But what they didn't rejoice about was a year or so later, they were found that trial was completely rigged. You had a Jewish judge, you had Jewish stenographers, the defendants weren't allowed to put any of their witnesses forward. And the whole case was thrown out, overturned, and the court costs, the state had to pay the defendant's court costs. But there was no report of that in the New York Times, only the report that they were, and it's the way they wrote it. We rejoice, you know, why is the so-called impartial publication rejoicing about a news matter? It just goes to show who's controlling it. And this is not something that they want out there, because it is a blueprint. I firmly believe that it probably came out of the initial Basel conference in 1897, the Zionist conference there, the first one. Like you mentioned Henry Ford, I mean, you know, he said that they were relevant today, and as you said, that was back in 1920 when he brought out his first volume of The International Jew. So it's a good document to look at, folks, because you can see really where you are. And the other thing is it has got, there's certain elements of it when you read it, the language can seem a bit convoluted and a bit difficult to understand, but they have got blatant statements in some of them, really shocking statements about what they're going to do. And it's so vast, and that is why you see these attacks on so many different levels today. You know, if they can't get you with the vaccines, then they'll, you know, they'll get you with the social engineering, or they'll get you with the gang stalking, or they'll get you with the legal, all these different things going on and on and on. And it's just amazing the amount of resources that they have utilized to attack us in every way possible, Eric.
Yeah, it really is. It's so mind-boggling and mind-numbing, you know. And then they'll turn around and say that, you know, they're against hate speech. Well, you know, you read the Talmud and you read their own documents, and it's just full of the most vile hate you can imagine. So always the attempt is to blame others for what they're doing themselves. That's the Illuminati standard procedure. If you want to understand, you know, really what's going on, unfortunately, you have to realize that there's a very, very, very strong spiritual connection to this. And of course, this comes out in the Bible when Jesus condemns the Pharisees, who are the equivalent of the modern Orthodox Jews. In John 8:44, he says, you know, ye are of your father the devil, you know, and his lusts ye will do. He was a murderer from the beginning and a liar and the father of lies. This, unfortunately, spiritual truth needs to be fully understood, that this people, this race, this cult, whatever, this sect, whatever you want to call it, is satanically energized to do the bidding of their father. And this is what the history record shows, that they've done that. And, you know, we could do shows from now till, you know, we're both dead on this subject, you know, proving that. But again, I would recommend it to anybody, the Yuri Lina's book, Under the Sign of the Scorpion, as to what happened to the Soviet Union, as a kind of a, you know, cautionary tale, what could now happen to the United States and the world by the same forces. And it is, they're all mobbed up, of course, with the international financial bankers, the secret societies, the Masons, and the intelligence agencies, you know. So then also academics, they get the science in there, and also the parapsychology, the paranormal, weaponization of sciences, weaponization of psychology, all these things are now brought to bear on this world takeover project. And unless we understand who our enemy is, we're just going to be mowed right over, like the French were in the French Revolution and the Russians were in the Russian Revolution. And now the same thing is happening globally. Let me just read here. I've just done a lot of research into the work of Cheryl Welsh, who's Welsh, as in W-E-L-S-H, who is a TI from California who was getting her law degree at University of California, Davis, and did a tremendous job. This is from her International Campaign to End Human Rights Violations Involving Classified New Weapons of Mass Destruction, Electronic and Neurological Technologies. This came out 20 years ago, 1999. She said, why are there no whistleblowers in national security issues? And she says, it is very likely that an insider will go public, very unlikely that an insider will go public with the technology. For example, 25 Star Wars Marconi defense workers mysteriously died by suicide and strange accidents in the early 1980s in England, and this was reported in a book by Tony Collins. The book is Open Verdict, an account of 25 mysterious deaths in the defense industry, 1990. And Collins wrote, this book is about a new type of war, electronic war. It is fought by research students in universities and electronics engineers working for defense contractors. It is a war that must be waged constantly during peacetime to maintain the upper hand. It is a war that must be waged in secrecy. Okay, so this is what's going on. They've changed the laws now to make it legal for our governments to target our citizens, including myself, especially whistleblowers like myself who tend to, you know, notice things like government corruption. And they figure, let's do a twofer or a threefer. We'll have this individual, we'll silence them, we'll torture them, we'll use them as a guinea pig, we'll murder them. Maybe we can change their behavior using these technologies. That's the Monarch program, which is the operational military use of the MK Ultra mind control experiments, this Manhattan Project of the Mind. So, you know, it's a very, very corrupt, Dr. Ronnie Kilda calls it the organization. It is the real secret government of the world. The mafia is involved in this. And, of course, she said evidence points to Jewish sources. Gloria Naylor, whose brilliant book, 1996, heartbreaking book about her torture, and she also was murdered, I think, 20 years later with an induced heart attack. She also very, very clearly in her book shows the Jewish component of this, the Jewish individuals involved in it. And then I also last time mentioned this Canadian TI, Stephen O'Keefe, who had a website called Operation Catalyst or OpCat, with many, many excellent YouTubes, most of which I think now have been taken down. And in these YouTubes, he actually was out on the street with his video camera showing the street antics and theater and stalking that was going on, identifying the Jews who were involved. He says, they got nothing better to do. This is what they do. This is how they get our land. This is how they destroy to ruin their quote-unquote enemies or anybody who would stand up and research something like 9/11 and show, you know, what really happened. So this is the way that the national security, of course, is the blanket term. The national security amendment is all classified. Well, it's, you know, as Gene Hackman, the character in The Enemy of the State, said to Will Smith, he said, national security, your security. In other words, it's for their security that they do this because they are a criminal mafia state. And this is exactly what Stephen O'Keefe calls them in his websites, which fortunately I transcribed some of his material, his websites, because it's now, like I say, it's been taken down. But I can read a little bit of his commentary, which is phenomenal, again showing the Jewish connection and explaining how the technology works and how his torture and stalking is proceeding. It's really quite remarkable. It's quite unbelievable. But did you have anything you wanted to jump in with there, Andy?
Well, no. If you would like to read some of the stuff, that's very interesting, especially if it's been taken down off YouTube. And this, again, folks, is why I say to always, you know, not just this show, but any shows that you like out there, don't expect them to be sat on an online cloud forever. I've already lost a lot of my archives of the earlier shows, but they were available up to a few months ago. So no one can really complain if they've been a regular listener that they haven't got all the shows that they wanted, because I have been saying this for years. To get all these shows, because you don't know how long they'll be available. And you see things like the YouTube purges. If you like YouTubes, there's a variety of tools out there where you don't even have to download any software. You can just right click, get the URL of the YouTube, and it'll convert it, it'll download it for you, or it'll just take the MP3 out if you want it, and things like that. So it's critically important these days that if there are things out there that you want, that you do save them, and make sure you save them on your own devices and your own USB sticks and things like that, because if you save them on your own cloud or something like that, who's to say that that won't get disabled? So back to you, Eric, with any comments and some of this guy's testimony.
Yeah, well, I would say that this fellow from Canada, this TI from Canada, Stephen O'Keefe, he made these excellent YouTubes. I did post them on my website, gangstalkingmindcontrolcults.com, and they were disabled there. So, you know, I think they're rather thorough about it. But here's what he said and says, my name is Stephen O'Keefe. I'm a sole director of Operation Catalyst, or OPCAT for short. I'm what is called a targeted individual or enemy of the state. Becoming an enemy of the state is quite easy. Uncover a few of its crimes and criminal conspiracies. Be as investigative and honest as you can be, and you'll be an enemy of the state quite easily, quite quickly. In my case, after some years of investigative research, I uncovered existing mysteries about my own life while attracting the interest of government intelligence services and their secret police. These government operations are clandestine or secret or classified. Things the government calls secret are many times very illegal, and activities the government classifies are sometimes outright criminal. You can measure government's illegality and criminality in the vast number of documents it conceals from the public view. That's certainly America. Governments which target persons, I think I read this to you earlier, last week or last interview, governments which target persons in the way they've targeted me are mafia states, meaning the governments operate in secret as a highly evolved mafia. Okay, I'll skip that part. And informants, government employees, snitches, lackeys, and the reason for this is because you more, okay. He says, in my case, I was targeted at a young age because of my artistic skills, observation abilities, and computer programming knowledge. You know, they liked his brain. They want to take it. This is what they do with the oil in Venezuela, too. You know, if you're the empire, you don't have to say you're sorry. For what the Canadian and American governments have been testing on me, which is highly sophisticated wireless surveillance, and an unbelievably advanced intelligence and military technology. It is a weapon system. It goes under various names. I call it virtual telepathy, or VT. It's called remote neuromonitoring and prompting, brain repatterning, and EEG, or electroencephalogram fingerprinting. Basically, it's a way to wirelessly monitor anybody using the body's biometric displacement field. Now we're talking electromagnetic frequencies, mostly microwaves. And by the way, we're all like radios. We all transmit and receive electromagnetic frequencies, and the government now knows how to manipulate these. And also uses the body's biometric displacement field and also computer interfacing the target's brain patterns. Well, brain-to-computer interface is now coming out in, you know, Apple technologies, you know, and other commercial forms. This transforms a target, that is a responsive target, into a test subject for a super spy, soldier, and super policing program. It is a weapon and is one of the world's most powerful weapons, like Cheryl Welch says, more powerful than the atomic bomb, being invisible. Imagine wearing a set of wireless earbuds or Secret Service ear prompter where you are receiving wireless radio instructions day and night, even in your sleep, to wake up, to go for a walk, to turn left, to turn right, to stop, to start, to nod yes, shake your head no, like an obedient soldier, like a push-button person. See, the psychologists working for the CIA under MKUltra and other programs, Andy, you know, this is me speaking, they figured out that human beings are dependent on their environment. Their external environment and internal environment, and that is the thoughts of the brain. So now they've figured out how to manipulate both of those and produce very, very negative messages with both of those. And to manipulate the external environment, they use the gang stalking, street theater, gaslighting, and to manipulate the internal environment, they use the virtual telepathy, et cetera. And by the way, Cheryl Welch interviewed a prisoner at Vacaville Prison in California who was receiving these messages, negative messages in his brain while in prison in 1965. 1965, okay, that's 55 years ago or more. 55 years ago, about. And so that's how long they've had this technology. It's being rolled out worldwide. So I'll go back to now imagine receiving those instructions after taking off those physical ear headphones and that these signals can reach your head wirelessly anywhere you go like radio. You can understand why intelligence, military, and police desire this immensely, as there are no communications which can be monitored or intercepted by a third party. It is private, discreet, and transmitted through an anonymous computer interface to the target's own brain fingerprint, which is theirs and theirs alone, exploiting the same wireless frequencies which are all around us. Our brains are electrochemical phenomena, and so is our planet, so is our atmosphere. The reason a government targets unaffiliated persons like this is because they would never subject their own employees or anyone they cared about to this surveillance weapon. Adapting to this technology requires isolating the target and destroying their life and sanity in a complete personality disintegration, thereby infiltrating their brain. Now, isn't that sweet? Doesn't make you just warm, make you feel warm and fuzzy that you're paying taxes to a government that is doing this to American citizens and citizens of the world? Certainly, it's happening in Britain. It's happening in Canada. He says, that was my commentary. Canada has a history of this brain repatterning going back to the 1950s with the government and CIA-funded MKUltra program at McGill University. That was Dr. Ewan Cameron. We could do a whole show about that psychopath monster. He came up with torturing people till they blanked out their mind. It's called a depatterning, erase the mind to tabula rasa, and then reprogram it with psychic driving, negative messages to the brain. And a Jew electrical engineer by the name of Rosenthal or Rosenblatt or Rosen whatever, who had actually a degree in electrical engineering, rigged up football helmets back where, you know, and little tape recorders, and they would nonstop 24 hours a day, you know, you kill yourself, your mom hates you, you're no good, bad, blah, blah, blah. All, you know, all this psychic driving to make you, to break you down, to break down your personality. And Dr. Ewan Cameron thought he deserved a Nobel Prize for this. By the way, he was at the Nuremberg trials, and he interviewed Herman Hesse, and he was a friend of Sir John Rawlings Rees, the guy who headed up the Tavistock Institute in England, right there in London where you are, right during the World War I period. And that was coming out of the psychological warfare division of the British Army. So all this is psychological warfare. All this is behavior modification, aversive therapy, the weaponization of psychiatry. Okay, back to the statement here by O'Keefe. The reality is that this weapons development has been going on in various forms through the participation of the American, Canadian, Israeli, and British governments for quite some time, and they generally use prisoners who are both helpless and constantly monitored in jail cells. These governments, all the way to the top, want virtually telepathic soldiers, spies, and secret police, expanding the required wireless neural monitoring to global populations, whether they know about it or not. Okay, the goal is to have a psycho-civilized society, as Dr. Jose Delgado said in his book back in the 1960s. He's another CIA psychiatrist from Spain. My cover stories, in other words, what they lied about, were that I was a terrorist, since I analyzed black operation terror events like 9/11, a harasser, parentheses, an army of police informants were directed by mobile phone to follow and provoke me, a white supremacist, parentheses, since I was a harsh critic of Zionism and Israel, a hater of America, parentheses, since I was critical of its wars, and a drug user and dealer, parentheses, after being followed by the police informant drug addicts who will lie about anything. I should note that I have never owned or been given a mobile phone or any device which had wireless communications functionalities. One can be remote influenced to think and speak about any of these topics. And it becomes very difficult to distinguish your own thoughts from the injected thoughts in the virtual telepathy, or subliminal, right into your subconscious. Until the profiling and targeting campaign has an a la carte menu of options to cover up your being an enslaved guinea pig, especially if you've been prompted in sleep to obsess over these issues, as if receiving instructions for a covert mission. My remote influencing was mostly about Jews, Israel, and Zionism, as speaking critically of them gets the golden stamp of Jew hater and white supremacist required for terror profiling. See how the system is so pernicious. Psychiatric discrediting is the most effective way to deceive others that the target is not a victim and slave of this clandestine government program. The target says they are being monitored and followed. They are diagnosed with any number of mental illnesses. Then informants and government operatives smear the target as being mentally disturbed to everyone they come in contact with. So it's systematic destruction and breakdown of the target's life and personality. Everyone wants a piece of this ultimate invisible weapon, as it is vital to the international and domestic terrorism racket. In my case, it is the Canadian government. Due to my campaign profiling, the Nation of Israel within Canada is also a major participant, as reiterated time and again by my government statements of a relationship with Israel, quote, through fire and water, unquote. Of course, with the CIA funding brain repatterning experiments in Canada since the 1950s, the core involvement of the American government is a given. In fact, I grew up near a Canadian, U.S., British military radome, which puts out microwaves, about a half hour's walk from my home for 14 years. It's a very, very good description of how the system works. He understands it. And the brilliant thing about what Stephen O'Keefe did, Andy, is that he brought a video camera onto the streets of Toronto where he was living. And he gave you, he narrated what was going on, who was doing what the cues were, who was doing the stalking. Oh, there's this guy, he's walking through a supermarket. He's not, he doesn't have any groceries or anything, but he's just walking through there. And, and then he points him out and he says, okay, you're busted. And this is a Jew and blah, 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 blah. But of course those have been taken down. But I would suggest that if people, many TIs around the world, start doing this, get as educated as Stephen O'Keefe, and then film their actual stalking perpetrators in action, and then post these all over the internet, that this might have a positive effect. And I've seen other people, other TIs have suggested this as well. Let me get to the part. Okay, so that's all coming from one of his YouTubes, which I have, and an article which I have on my website. But let me get, before I get to the part about the actual gang stalking, he says wireless EEG patterns. Now we're talking kind of an image electroencephalogram of the brain is being perfected for use on vast populations. Okay, wake up, people. We're not just talking about, you know, 1% of the population that's targeted. We're talking about the whole population that's targeted and or will be targeted. To resist, influence persons to not protest, that's dissidents, to positively influence them to vote, but to vote in one, in other words, Monarch program, to change their behavior, to buy a new wireless device which will greatly improve the EEG monitoring of their own brain, to remote influence their involvement in electronic social media where they will constantly report on themselves. Virtual telepathy, military human targeting, weaponizing one's own body will eventually be sold to the public as something beneficial, something which allows, quote, the blind to see without seeing eye dogs, allowing a missing child to be found, or blah, 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 blah. So there's going to be the market spin. Again, he has a tremendous grasp of actually what's going on, much better than most, which is why I'm reading this. He said, I'll state on the record, I've never had any intentions of being a terrorist, as these events only reinforce the sadists who ultimately benefit from such events. Then he says, only governments rotted through with corruption would plan, let alone execute events like these to further their invasions and warfare, with no foreseeable end in sight. Instead of cutting counterterrorism in budgets, when terror events occur, budgets are boosted, re-evidencing the racket. In the 15 years of sustained domestic terrorism after 9/11, this is coming from April 9th, 2016, not one North American, Israeli, or British political or military leader has been killed in a terror event, or has been arrested for one, for allowing it to happen. Allowing the state to invade our privacy and collect all the information it can using the pretext of security has resulted in more domestic terrorism in our lives than ever before by design.
I've got something to throw in here, Eric, just to let you know. We've only got about 5 minutes left, but I got an email in that pertains to this show, really, from Richard. 5G crisis awareness. And he concludes with, all in all, 5G represents the greatest affront to life on Earth since the Great Flood. And oh, the chemtrails that most don't see or believe are there dropping substances, including heavy metals, to the Earth from above that are taken in through the lungs, making us metal-laden creatures, serving to increase our reception, like putting aluminium foil on TV rabbit ear antenna. And so that's quite interesting, because certainly people who listen to this show are aware of chemtrails, but there's a lot of discussion as to what's actually in the chemtrails. But if you think about the 5G, and they want to get everybody with it, they don't just want to get people that have got... you know, a 5G phone necessarily. So if they can gradually build up, you know, metals in your system, then that is going to attract the radiation from the 5G, of course.
Yeah, that's absolutely true, and that's a good comment. And of course, the nanoparticles, the metals that come from the chemtrails, they accumulate in the bloodstream, they go to the brain, they accumulate at the neurons, the synapses, and then they are actually used in this system. And that's a very complex process. But, Andy, I'm afraid I must go right now. I hope we've got most of the show. I've got a guy who's going to tow my truck. I've been having truck problems here. I hope that's acceptable. Again, I would please urge people to get on my website and others and educate themselves about this dire process that 5G is going to make it much easier for them to take out people, to surveil and take out people. These are weaponized frequencies in the gigahertz range, millimeter wave. So thank you again so much, Andy, for the opportunity, and we'll be talking to you soon.
Absolutely, Eric. Wonderful to have you on, as always. I will look forward to having you on again. We've got a new series already planned for you folks. I want to thank Eric so much for joining me today. I want to thank all of you for listening. I will, of course, be back with you all tomorrow. And until then, folks, bye for now.
This has been the Andrew Carrington Hitchcock Show on Eurofolk Radio. To learn who rules over you, simply find out who you are not allowed to criticize. You can support Andy's work by going to his website, andrewcarringtonhitchcock.com, where his book, The Synagogue of Satan, is available in an updated, expanded, and uncensored edition.